All right, it's time to play a little bit of a game here.
Oh, I love games.
I like games. Yeah, me too.
And who doesn't like a game? Who doesn't like a game? So we're going to play a little game called Are We Serious or Are We Not? Because,
okay.
Well, because, and you'll understand here in just a second. We get, people ask us all the time, how do you guys come up with the stuff y'all talk about? All right. It's very simple. We know everything.
That's right.
And that's how we
we never really do any show prep. We just come in and we're naturally geniuses.
We walk in and we just know everything. Actually, we have show prep services and they provide us with content. And the idea is that they provide us with, you know, different things that you can talk about or just ideas and things of that nature and, you know, little news items and things that might generate yucks or discussions or, you know, things of that nature. Well, every once in a while they have lists and they have other things too. And then sometimes they do what really just seems kind of boneheaded in a way. They come up with suggestions that just seem obvious, but we're going to go through this list anyway. Mm-hmm. They have suggestions on how to properly conduct yourself at a business lunch.
Yeah.
And I guess it tells you perhaps what sort of audience that this was intended for, and maybe we're buying our prep from a younger service. And that's good, okay? That's not a bad thing at all. But it says here, eating with your coworkers and bosses is different than eating with your family. No kidding. Here's a little time to brush up on lunch table etiquette. Okay, so the game that we're going to play as far as are we serious or are we not is we're going to tell you what they say, and then we're going to offer you our tips, and you tell us, and then you can decide on your own. You don't have to call if you don't want to, but you can decide on your own if we're being serious or not in our suggestions. So, okay. Because they say, you know.
Do you have the tips, or do I have to be thinking of tips?
No, here's the tips we're going to come up with our own tips in response to their tips. Decide quickly on what you're going to order, and don't make the group wait for you. No. I suggest that you not only take extra time, come up with as many alternate suggestions as you possibly can, because I think that would just be the best right there.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, can my sister get a job there? She knows everything.
Exactly.
And has her whole life, right?
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
Yeah. My tip is when you get to the table, don't even open the menu for a good 7-8 minutes. Just sit there and chat while everybody else is hungry at the table.
Or you can go the opposite end of the spectrum and order for everyone at the table.
We're all going to have this.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Avoid ordering hard-to-eat dishes like corn on the cob or triple-decker sandwiches. Nothing like a little sauce dripping from your chin to ruin a good lunch. Oh, no. Order everything in gravy and extra ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you spill some on your shirt or your tie or something like that. Remember, drink to the right and eat to the left so you don't grab the client's bread. Oh, no. I say sit down and establish your territory.
Uh-huh.
Preferably build a fort out of any silverware that might be there and or establish lines of demarcation. This is my territory. This is yours. Don't touch anything.
Hello? I didn't realize I had a long-lost brother because that other guy who just called must have been my brother because my sister knows everything, too.
At least he didn't say brother-in-law because then you'd be talking about his sister, your wife, and you'd be in all sorts of trouble. So,
hey, when you're at a table with other people and you accidentally drink out of your neighbor's glass.
Do you tell them?
Yeah, do you tell them or do you slip it over there and just let it slide?
You just hope that they didn't see you. And if you saw someone drink out of your glass, would you call them on it? Now, depending on the company, of course I would call them on it. But depending on the company, maybe I wouldn't. You never know.
That's true.
Excuse me, Congressman, I think you drank my tea. Apologies to Bill Flores. He's never drunk my tea, to my knowledge. So, napkins go in the lap, nowhere else. No. They go right up there up top. Tuck them in the shirt, right there, just like Boss Hogg.
Because you've got all that ranch and gravy, you got to protect yourself from.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But what you do is you do that after you spill the ranch or gravy on your clothes.
Use it to cover up the stain.
I guess I better take extra steps to stay clean then. So.
Yeah. And if it does slip on the floor, how far under the table does it have to get before you go climbing after it, right?
You talking about the napkin?
Yes.
Oh, as soon as I find out it's gone, I pick it back up.
Oh, well, I don't find out immediately. It could be kicked from, you know, to kingdom come by the time I find
out. Good grief. How fidgety are you when you eat? You're kicking your feet around?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I get on my kids all the time for that. I didn't. got a little restless leg going on. Tom punted his napkin to the other table.
And how long is it appropriate to wait for to notify someone they've got food in their facial hair?
Oh, man.
I guess.
Or, yeah, well, that's.
And what do? Do you tell them or you just flick your own little,
No. Right there, that's like a whole other decorum discussion, you know. And again, it depends on how well you know the person.
Right.
Because you'd be like, let's face it, if it's somebody that you know really well, you're saying, dude.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yes.
Catch that.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Spinach on the stash there, man.
Yeah. Not good. Uh-huh. You know, of course, and then their proper response is, I'm just saving it for later.
It tastes better the second time.
Yeah. Knives and forks go back on the plate as soon as you have taken a bite and remain there until the next bite. I didn't know this, Emily Post. But here's the amazing thing. I say, don't do that. I say, instead, gesture with your silverware. You know, point at everyone at the table. You know what I think?
Yeah, point it in the sky, point it at your neighbor.
Hello?
Hey, yeah, my favorite one is when you're sitting at a restaurant, you've got all that bread in front of you, person picks the whole loaf, just starts eating in the bare hands.
Oh, they start, tearing it up with their bare hands. Yeah, and I feel badly enough, even if they give you, they give you the knife and the little cutting board or something like that.
Yeah, because we've got a local steakatorium that does that, right?
But What do you do? Mm-hmm. Do you then grab the loaf of bread with your hand?
Well, what do you
and then slice?
I guess you're supposed to stick a knife in it, right?
Or do you?
I mean, a fork in it.
Or
excuse
do you use a fork and do that?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could sacrifice your salad.
Well, I guess it depends on who you're with. If you're with the neighbors or company. If you're with your spouse, I guess.
Well, it's like we say it.
Mind the germs.
Yeah, it's like we say at my house. We already have two little germs running around,
right.
So there's really not anything else we're going to share with each other that's going to be that bad.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, if you're in mixed company, I would suggest using a fork, or better yet, just make for a great dinner conversation. Go ahead and grab it with your hands and don't use the knife. Just pull it apart with your fingers.
Yeah, or just take a bite out of it. Yeah. Put it back.
Yeah. Y'all didn't want any of this, did you? Hello.
Always lick your knife before you stick it in the butter or scratch yourself.
Or did he say or scratch?
I think he did.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he meant like on your arm. You
yeah,
know.
Of yeah, course right. he did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course he did. Don't lick your fingers or brush crumbs off the table with your hands. Really?
Ah.
I mean, it's because.
Well, why? I mean. I'll admit, when I do the bread, I'm a crummy eater.
Well,
but
there's a lot of crumbly bread. Okay?
Now I can't afford to go to the restaurants where the waiter has a little crumb scoop. You know,
a little whisk broom.
Yeah. I don't. If I'm at one of those restaurants, somebody else is paying. Yeah.
Excuse me, sir. Would you like me to tidy up your plate?
Oh yeah, and I'm the guy that he spends a good 30 seconds with there.
Oh yeah. Because he looks at you and sees high roller written all over you.
Yeah. He's thinking about bringing out the vacuum.
We got us a whale at 24. Make sure you extra service here. Got us a whale.
Bring out the table size Roomba.
Yeah. You see him bringing out the mini vac.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow. If you got a mini bag that sounds like that, I think it's time for a new mini bag.
Well, yeah.
Well, you got Joanne Worley as your mini bag.
No, it's operatic.
What it sounds like when it needs a new bag.
Okay.
It gives you that alarm.
Okay. Uh-huh. Stick to a predetermined limit. Once again, and these last two are gems. These are just gems. Stick to a predetermined limit on the amount of alcohol you will drink. All right, first of all, if you're in mixed company and it's a little unsure, how about I just go ahead and recommend you don't drink at all. If it's a business lunch.
That's right.
If you're around your boss, if you're around clients, and this is your first time you've ever been around them in a social setting, how about water? How about we stick with water? Maybe some iced tea if that's what you want.
But let's
lay off the hooch, okay?
Hey, it's boss, I'm not to my predetermined limit.
Yet. Let me tell you what I think about you.
You know what?
As you gesture with your knife.
You laugh, and a lot of the kids nowadays, that might be something to point out. I don't think a lot of people have this decorum that you speak of.
That's a fascinating point, Patrick, because it goes back to what we've said before about the days of when you put your email address on your resume and the last thing you want is kegstander99 at yahoo.com. If that's your email address, you're probably not even going to get the interview, much less get the job. Just saying. And then finally, don't argue about whether to pay the check. It is always paid by the host, whoever arranged the appointment. See, I say no. You do what my family does, and you nearly have World War III over who is going to pay. I'm going to pay. I'm going to pay. No, you're not going to. You paid last time. I'm going to pay. And it just goes back and forth. And as a result of that, and because it has become so stressful, I have invoked a rule. I will offer one time to pay. And if you insist on picking up the tab, then I will let you pay. Yeah. But otherwise, you know, and then I have friends where it's just implied it's split. And why can't we just come to that? Why can't we just, can we just reach that detente? Can we just reach that willingness to just pay for our own way and just enjoy each other's company? But don't argue over whether to pay the checks.
I hang around with people that the argument's a little different. It's you're going to pay. No, you're going to pay. No, you're going to pay.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're around my family.
James is.